Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And we've been talking about the destruction of the planet. We've done it. It has happened on our watch. It's happened before our watch. It's happened on our watch. It's happened during our watch. It continues to happen. And even in our neck of the woods, they're putting up more power lines. More major power lines. These are not just little runs to homes and businesses. I'm talking about major high tension power lines. Still putting them up. And Rick, wouldn't you think that the answer would be, you know what? Well, let's use less electricity, because if you look up at the skies with all these planes that are not flying, the skies look so much better. The skies are clearer. Clouds look more like 1950, 1960 rather than 2018. What are your thoughts?
I don't know what to think about anything anymore. I try to watch the news every day on the internet and what's getting posted by all the different networks. And I watch the distinction between ABC and Fox News, which are at loggerheads with each other. And I remember the way it used to be and now how it's quite different. And I can't trust anything anymore, including alternative media, including myself. And one example, I've been with Facebook since it first started. I don't know if people realize it or not, but I was one of the people that Mark Hulme hired to change PC Link into AOL. I started as teaching the first online courses in America with Interactive Educational Service out of Humboldt. And that's where my metaphysics became accredited at Harvard University for graduate level course credit. And it was at that time, they only had the very finest instructors trying to teach different things. And I taught metaphysics because I had been teaching at Evergreen and the University of Washington on shamanism. And what I was doing was moving shamanism into higher levels of consciousness is what I was trying to do. That's John Curtis Gowan, Chapter 8 in Power Tools and the Ontology of Mystical States. And what's happened with Facebook is unbelievable. I started when they first started, way back when, and yesterday, one of the things I posted was Dr. Rashid Buttar, who is, in my humble opinion, an extremely knowledgeable, he's like Dr. Norm Shealy. And he had, the posting I did was, we have undercover footage, it's time to make this public, by Dr. Rashid Buttar. And I started to post that, and Facebook tried to stop me. And I took them to task on it in terms of the way I posted it. I said, quote, why would Facebook question the credibility of my posting this man's opinion? Better yet, why would an opinion be considered false? And then I said it would be nice if Facebook were also questioned on their beliefs and, more importantly, why? And that's when they let me post it, but then they had to put right under it, partially false information, checked by independent tax checkers. And then one of the comments on, and I'm going to read it to you, is a wonderful comment from one of the people that made a comment. He said, quote, I have to look him up. Oh, yes, there he is. Wonder if they do this with the Bible. And, you know, I am fed up with being censored by anybody because, in my humble opinion, I know I don't know. And everything that I've ever tried to do was I work with my gut, my instinct, and I have an exceptional educational background with more than 24 Nobel Prize laureates training me, including, you know, Roger Penrose, whom wrote Geometric Universe, and I then, as a student under him, wrote the Dodecahedral Universe as a place beyond it. And what I'm discovering is that they're trying to censor America. And who are they? Well, I don't know. I don't think that the Republican or Democrat, I think they've both been infiltrated by something alien. I mean, I don't know, but the whole thing. How do you feel about being censored when you're trying to tell somebody how to fix their automobile? Does it mean you're right or wrong? And well, does someone have a right to make judgment on you?
Well, what I find with automobiles, it's kind of interesting. When someone has a problem with their automobile, I try to explain exactly what caused the problem, why it's a problem, and the alternatives to repairing the vehicle. And what I find with most people now is they don't even want to hear it. They don't want to hear what caused it. They don't want to hear how to prevent it. They just want it fixed, and they want it fixed cheaply. And let's continue that line of thought. What I've noticed in the last couple of years is I don't even know the word for this, but let me describe the situation. People buy cars, expensive cars, and we'll use Mercedes-Benz for an example. So let's say there is and typically Mercedes are bought by people who have saved some money, they want a quality product. And they meet with the salesman, the salesman says, this is a great car. This has a transmission that is sealed for life. You do not have to change the transmission fluid. You don't have to do that because it's sealed for life. And so the customer, the potential buyer, thinks that's a good thing. Customer buys the vehicle, gets about 140,000 miles on it, and what happens with the transmission is there are clutch plates, and the clutch plates are made of a friction-type material that, through the action of engaging and disengaging, the clutch plates wear, and these little particles of friction material end up in the automatic transmission fluid. And there's a filter that stops them from doing damage throughout the automatic transmission, you know, through the, because they're very abrasive. Well, that's all good. But what happens is, because this transmission is sealed for life, the filter gets plugged up at about 140,000 miles, and the transmission stops working. So the customer then, years later, brings it back to the dealership, because everybody knows that's where you bring your car to get it fixed, you know, if you want it done right. And Mercedes people tend to bring their Mercedes to the dealership because they expect that a dealership is better than Jiffy Lube or Walmart or some other shade tree mechanic. So they bring it to the dealer, and the dealer says, oh, geez, boy, that's 150,000 miles, 140, 130. Yeah, transmission shot. And the cost of a new transmission is more expensive than the vehicle is worth. So we'll be glad to take it in on trade, and we're not going to give you much for it because the transmission's shot. It's junk now, and we'll sell you a new one. Now, what really is the situation is that transmission, in many cases, and we've proven this here at the farm many times, can be fixed by simply draining the transmission fluid, flushing the transmission with clean fluid, putting a new filter on, and putting it back together. And then once you do that, you need a computer reprogrammer, which we have, and we can tell it that, no, it's okay. We can tell the transmission, no, look, you're okay, we fixed it. Everything's fine. Reset the transmission control computer, and the car is fine. That is the situation. But what really happens is that the owner of that Mercedes that brought it to the dealership has been, in my opinion, fleeced by the dealership because the dealer does not want to service the transmission. And it's not a big problem. It really isn't. Now, Jiffy Lube can't do it. Many of your local shops, you know, the small ones can't do it because they need a computer that is, you know, roughly $1,000 to reprogram the transmission control computer. But it's more than that. We have had a Mercedes here in 2004, and I worked on it. It had a blown compressor. The compressor seized it. The compressor clutch failed and twisted the shaft on the input of the air conditioning compressor. So our son replaced the compressor. We replaced the all the major components that you would normally want to replace if you had a compressor failure, like the receiver, dryer, filter, and the expansion valve. So three parts were replaced: the compressor, the receiver, dryer, expansion valve. I'm sorry, the receiver, dryer, filter, and the expansion valve. Those three parts. And I recharged it. I evacuated the system, charged it with a refrigerant, and it didn't work. It would not work. And I thought, something's really, really wrong. Everything that I know about the fluid dynamics, everything I know about the physics of it, it should work. But it would not work. And what there was a blockage. And what it really was, the blockage, was the computer that controls the air conditioner told a valve, do not open. And because this computer control valve wouldn't open, the air conditioning system didn't work. That was the only reason. So there you have that $1,000 or so computer that you need to tell the air conditioning computer to knock it off and open up that valve. So what we have now is a barrier to entry. The average owner of a vehicle is not going to spend $1,000 nor learn how to use that $1,000 computer tool to reprogram the broken systems on cars, whether it be the cooling system, the HVAC system, the fuel injection system, the traction control system, the braking system, the security system, the lighting system. All those systems have computer controls.
And now those computers, by the way, can be hacked from a remote.
Yeah, so we have a serious problem. We are being held hostage by the dealerships who have these computers but don't want to use them. So they have the tools to fix the cars, but they want to sell you a new car. But they don't want to fix the old car. And what really happens, the older ones are easier to fix than the newer ones, because the newer ones are even more complex, because the lazy customers, the lazy Americans, really, if you think about it, do you really need to have a separate heating control for the driver or a separate air conditioning control for the driver versus the passenger? Do you really need to air condition two different temperatures inside the cab, which you're sitting 1 foot away from the guy next to you? Do you really need to do that? Well, you need a computer for that. At least the automakers think you do. We'll be right.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So the bottom line, class, is that things have gotten very complicated. So complicated that most people cannot work on their cars anymore. And if you listen to... And the problems that I was talking about with the Mercedes, for example, the owners have been conned by dealerships to believe that their car is worth less than it is and that they need a different car.
It's about the figure. Last night when we spoke, we couldn't remember. Curtis Mathis.
Right, right.
Go for it.
Yeah, Curtis Mathis was... That was a lifetime.
Designed to fail.
Yeah, Curtis Mathis was designed to be fixed. That was a brand name of, like, television. You could buy, you know, if you wanted to spend the most and buy what was supposedly the best television available, that was a Curtis Mathis. But you could buy an RCA or a Zenith, and they were quality as well, and they had tubes, and you could change the tubes and fix them. And even in the early days of solid-state televisions...
Remember how you adjust your tubes to see if you needed to replace them. They had a little thing down at Safeway. You plug your tube in to see if it needed to be replaced because, it was a one-way current kind of thing, a gator.
Yeah, there was a... what would happen, class, is you might have... I'm just going to pick a number out of the air. Let's say 15 tubes in a television set. And they all had... There was a map on the back inside cover of the television set box. And you would look at this map, and it had all the names of the tubes, like 12BE6, that kind of thing. And you could wiggle them out. They were glass tubes. You could wiggle them out, put them in a bag or a little box carefully so they wouldn't break, take them to the drugstore or the supermarket, and they had tube testers right up front. And you'd walk in, and it was self-serve, and you'd take the tubes out of your bag or box, and you would read the chart, 12BE6, and it would say, okay, set dial number 1 to D, set dial number 2 to J, set dial number 3 to Q. And, you know, you'd set a whole bunch of dials, and then you would press the test button, and you would hold that down, and it would warm up the tube, and 30 seconds later it would say whether the tube was weak or bad or weak or good. And then if it was good, you put that back in, you know, off to the side. If it was bad, you knew that you could get a replacement, and you'd buy it right there. And for $3.29 or less, typically you could buy a replacement tube. You knew which ones were bad, take them back and put them back in, and back in business you were. That's the way it used to be. Now, if you didn't want to do that, you could bring the whole TV to the TV repair shop, and they would do that. Or if they would, if there was a more serious problem, you know, they could solve that by replacing resistors and capacitors. And
yeah, using a telescope or something to see where the signal was wrong.
Right. Now, getting back to the car issue, the Mercedes car issue, what's happening is a mechanic could fix that car for about $100 in parts and, let's say, a few hours in labor. But instead, the customer is being told that the transmission is bad, it's no good. And when people hear the word transmission, they think the first number is a 4, followed by, you know, 3 more digits, so $4,000, $5,000 or more. So now the customer has been conditioned that if it's a transmission problem, you throw the car away. That's what you do.
Same thing, by the way, happened in drugstores, because the old drugstores used to have a wall of rose sulfur, potassium nitrate. You could go in and get your chemistry. And I, as a little brat kid, had my ChemCraft chemistry set and learned how to make pipe bombs really early on. I called them rocket chips, but really they were pipe bombs. And I made my own gunpowder and nitroglycerin, and went downhill from there. Today, your pharmacy has, like vitamin C, 12 different kinds. One's from rose hips, another's from acerola, another one's from da-da-da-da-da. And you don't have the action of working with chemistry anymore. What you have is trying to find out who's most credible, like Now Foods over Rainy Day Products. And
yeah, Rick, just for clarification purposes, we're not suggesting anybody make pipe bombs. And by the way, the difference between a rocket that the government sends out into space and a pipe bomb is the rocket has a release for the energy, where a pipe bomb doesn't.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Laura making landfall near Cameron, Louisiana, with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour. Those winds weakening a bit in the past hour, and parts of southeast Texas are thankful to have been missed by the worst of the storm. Jefferson County spokesperson Allison Getz says the Golden Triangle region around Beaumont was extremely lucky.
We're praying for the folks in Louisiana who have seemed to sustain the significant damage during the storm. I don't know why, but it appears like we've dodged a bullet.
California firefighters making progress in their battle against wildfires as tens of thousands continue to evacuate. Over 700 fires have started in the state in the past 2 weeks, and seven people have died in the fires. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is about to leave the Trump administration, saying she needs to spend more time on family matters. But last night, she spoke at the national convention and touted President Trump's record on hiring women to key roles in the administration. Conway telling the RNC that women's empowerment has never just been a slogan in her experience. Meanwhile, Conway did say everyday American heroes also have a champion in President Trump, as she cited teachers, small business owners, and veterans. Employers might soon have to decide whether to require their workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Public policy and legal experts have differing opinions. Some say companies concerned about liability, health, and safety issues are going to have to make vaccinations mandatory for their employees. Others say mandates could backfire in light of a recent Gallup poll that shows more than 1 in 3 Americans say they wouldn't get a coronavirus vaccination even if it was free and approved by the FDA. An increased fencing is back up around the White House. Crews putting another new fence up ahead of President Trump's Republican National Convention speech that's scheduled for this evening. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black. Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, we're back after bottom of the hour break. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Class, if you'd like to go to the website, richardallenmiller.com, Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. Welcome, Robert in Kansas. Thank you for being on hold.
Morning, Vincent, Dr. Miller. It is so nice to finally be learning about the flat earth here at USA Prepares. I'm probably the most excited student, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
And you know, Vince, what's weird about your position on it is you're the one that introduced me to these questions about the moon landing way back those years ago. And when you were given that presentation, I was like, this guy, what's going on here? Of course we land, you know. And then you ask good questions, and so that led me to more questions, and then I eventually find myself, you know, where I am now. And so I just find it weird that you're one of the guys that really introduced me to to that level of lie, let's say, that level of truth or lie, however you want to say it. So I just, I think it is interesting that you are a globe earth, to the core guy. So it's,
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you why. I think if, you know, if you throw a baseball, it's, quite spherical, right? And if you look at the rocks in a stream as they tumble downstream, they become, instead of jagged edge, they become more rounded, okay? Not perfectly spherical, but they become more rounded. They become more polished. And if you take some gemstones, raw gemstones, and you put them in a tumbler with some abrasive compound, and you tumble them for a few months, the jagged edges become rounded, and they become, you know, more desirable, but they're rounded. And I think as objects fly through the universe, through space, they become more rounded rather than a flat sheet, if you will, like a piece of plywood or a board. And that's my take on it. And that's just part of the take on it. Rick, what are your thoughts about flat Earth? Do you think the Earth is flat? Hey, Rick, you there?
Dr. Miller.
Oh, hang on a second.
What just happened?
Okay, so we were talking about the flat Earth, and Robert in Kansas mentioned that I was somewhat instrumental in introducing him to thinking differently. For example, I mentioned in a presentation how big the presentation was, how big are the lies, and I talked about the moon landing being a hoax. But yet, you know, we're all taught in school that we put some guys up on a capsule on top of a rocket, we blasted off from Earth, we circled the Earth, and then we went out to the moon, and we landed on the moon, and then we walked around, got back in the capsule, blasted off, and came back home. Splashed down the ocean, got out, and had a big parade. And I said, that's nonsense. You know, the part about landing on the moon.
We don't know really. I'll tell you what I do know. When I was at Mission Control in 1971, the reason they do 5, 4, 3 is because just before ignition, they have to punch a hole in the Van Allen building so you can get through it. If you can't get through that Van Allen belt, everything is fried. And they had to create a hole back in 1971. Now, the Sputnik and space race was such that we were embarrassed when Sputnik and the Russians were the first in space with their dogs, Pavlov, and astronauts. And it was back then imperative that we look like we were leading the race by landing on the moon. Now, landing on the moon is not as simple as you think, and just putting an astronaut into space, you'll notice that the dog and those astronauts are dead. Now, that's a metaphor for what I meant by nothing we're being told is real, and who knows what. Who did the 2000 and Space Odyssey? Who was the director of that? That was
Kubrick?
Yeah, Kubrick. Kubrick came out publicly and said, I filmed it on Earth. They did it out in Arizona in a desert. Now, is that true? Well, I don't know. I believe Kubrick, but just because Kubrick said it doesn't mean it's true any more than just because I said it, it's true. It's an opinion. And when you get to that level of information, now we have, classified, secret, and top secret with vote permits. And I had 3 vote permits at the time that was all happening. And I can tell you, to put an astronaut in space was almost verging on impossible because of the 5G technology. Why would you want to bring it down on the surface of the planet? It's killing the bees. It's killing ants. It's flies, you know, that's what the Van Allen belt was, with this ionized layer of charged particles protecting the Earth from the creepy of outer space and things called gamma rays. And, we're talking about hardcore radiation. There's no way we can, at this moment, go to Mars because we don't have any kind of shielding to protect the life forms inside. The rats and mice experiments, nothing arrives on Mars if it's still alive. And that's why we have tunneling concepts and how to maybe do it without going through outer space. Well, that's because a few weeks back I talked about space not being real. It's a construct. Man, as we currently enjoy our awareness, is not what we think we are. And it's
here's a quick question then. And you mentioned the Van Allen radiation belt. If we punched a hole in it, what did we punch a hole in it with?
Today we use HARP, but back then, they had lasers and they had other kinds of vehicles that would explode just before.
Okay, so you're talking about like a missile, send a missile up with either a timer or an altimeter. And
precision to the liftoff so that hole, before it got closed back up by the Van Allen belt, which it does, you were able to get through it. And now, guess what? We've got holes in the Van Allen belt, and that's not good at all. And you watch the Aurora Borealis and some of these little light shows that are going on, and isn't that beautiful? Imagine that, what that's doing to your gene pool. And, those things, is as good or bad? And it's like Earth being round or flat. Yes. It depends on how you choose to look at what's going on, whether you have a problem or you have God, doing something wonderful. It's all opinion, and man's opinion is lower down on the totem pole than several cetacean and other kinds of things going on. Now, who's the dominant species on your planet? And then I would ask you, how many ants are on your property?
Well, I hope the dominant species is not Democrats.
Well, or Republicans. I remember the look on my dad's face when he realized he was no longer a Republican. I thought he was going to commit suicide. And then the Democrats coming out, my sister runs the Democratic Party for the state of Washington. And I love everybody. But politics, and I'm not a politician, what I am is a nerd. I know that I'm never really going to know what's actually really going on, because I can tell you there are all kinds of different Democrats and Republicans. And if you think that Portland and Seattle are about, Kenosha and all your little Midwest city and all that creepy rioting and looting and violence is about black matters, you've got to screw loose. Because
I think that's more about all the lies, all the misrepresentation, all the fraud that has been perpetrated on we the villagers, and we've had it. We've absolutely had it, and it's coming out as Black Lives Matter. It's coming out as the Proud Boys.
Remember when the Arabs used to sell white children as slaves in a slave market? This is not about black and white and value systems with pedophiles and drinking blood from children and things like that. There's something else going on. And if I don't know that any of us are going to ever really know the answer on it. So what we have to do is listen to people like you, others, and then make your own decisions. And the problem is, everybody's going to be different in their conclusions. And who's right?
Robert in Kansas, you've been quiet, and I'm wondering if you've been quiet because your air button's not lit up, or are you being quiet? Oh, okay.
Nathan, I was listening. Can you hear me?
Yes, 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 I can.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to. That was really good stuff, gentlemen. Appreciate that. I wanted to second Dr. Miller. You said that the censorship is an issue, and I can tell you firsthand, for me, I'm basically banned from the Internet. I don't care what sort of social media you can think of. I'm pretty much off the Internet. I'm surprised my phone works, really. But what they're using it as is a warfare type operation. It's a literal warfare level censorship where they're controlling the conversation, like the politics you guys were talking about, the culture war. We're in the information space right here, right? So downstream from us is the culture, then the politics, then the policy, right? So what they're doing is controlling the national conversation through that censorship. And if you're conservative, Christian, Trump, white man, heterosexual, whatever, just if you're just anything, you just don't believe everything you're told on CNN, they're censoring you. And it's wild, man. It's affected my friends, like people I know personally, where they're being censored. And these are, like, compared to me, these are very normal type people. They're not like me. They're very mainstream people, and they're being censored for questioning climate change or not saying, I'm not going to take a vaccine. They're saying, oh, well, you get banned off of Facebook then. It's like, well, you know, that's what's going on, Dr. Miller, and you are absolutely right. And then I have one more comment to you, Vincent, about your power lines thing, if you got time for it.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I want to say that just real quick, and I'll get off. Decentralized energy, wind and solar. Obviously, you know what you're talking about there firsthand. But really, Vincent, bringing that to some kind of scale is what would be necessary in terms of like a policy of like a county, a town, whatever, and then moving out from there. But you also know who that threat is too, so it's some real serious business.
I tried to do it. I literally tried to do exactly what you're talking about, Robert, in Kansas, here in our area. And I got laughed at, and literally, out of 37,000 possible votes, I got 100 votes to be on the board of directors. I got really, really trampled with my comments, and I got.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you'd like to go to his website, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllen Miller, MILLER.com. Rick, I've noticed, and I want to make sure that this is very clear, that I'm not picking on our commercials, okay? I am not picking on our commercials. But what I have heard in the last couple sets of commercials is about four commercials regarding taxes. Now, why is that? And I've noticed that because people get confused by the tax system. And it is extremely complex. It is so complex that if you call the IRS and you say, I've just got one question, they'll tell you that they are not, they'll read from some script on some screen. They'll say, okay, wait, what's the question? And then they'll type the question into a computer screen, and then they'll get some answers, some text that they can read. And they go, okay, they won't say it this way, but paragraph one says, and then you go, okay, so is that the answer? Well, that's what it says. Well, okay, so if I do that, will I be complying with the code? Well, I can't tell you that. Well, wait a minute, so why am I calling you? Well, because you wanted the answer. So, but you're telling me that.
Oh man!
I'm not kidding, Rick. So what really happens is the IRS tells you, if you ask them, okay, so what was your name again? Joe. Okay, Joe. Do you have a last name? No, we don't give our last names. Okay, Joe doesn't have a last name. I talked to him at X date at 11:47 a.m. And here's what he said. Now, you can write that down, but that doesn't mean it's the right answer. What I'm saying is, we're talking about the cars and the complexity of all these computer-driven systems with sensors on cars. Well, the tax code is like that. It's just as bad. It is so bad that the average owner of a paycheck cannot complete the tax forms that the IRS and the federal government demand that you volunteer for every year. So we have a system that is so complex in terms of the tax code that if you ask virtually anyone, hey, y'all do your own taxes, right? Oh, no. How come? Well, it's got, I don't have time for it. Oh, you really don't have time? You don't have time to fill out your own taxes? Well, it's complicated. Okay. So is it complicated? Yeah. So it's complicated. So you pay, how much do you pay to have someone fill out your taxes since you don't do it yourself? Oh, I don't know, $700, $400 a year. So you pay some guy $400 to $700 a year because it's too complicated and you don't have time. Right. Actually, it's they can't comprehend the complexity of it because they don't want to do it. Because it's too hard. It's kind of like farming, Rick. So here we are. We now live in a world where the systems are so complex that the average guy or gal can't manage.
That's why they complicated the universe by making it so complex they had to be specialists, one talking to another. And someone like me that's a polymath can jump those bridges like you. And that's the distinction of compartmentalizing everything so that you can't get there from here.
Well, and there's another thing. You know, we used to get owner's manuals. And I don't have a smart phone. But I believe that the smartphones really don't have operating manuals to tell you exactly how all the features work. I believe you have to figure that out for yourself because the manuals would be so complex. And by the time they wrote the manual, the software would be updated and the manual would be obsolete. So here we have phones.
That's correct, by the way.
Yeah. So here we have phones that people use every day, and they really don't know all the features. As a matter of fact, I was talking with one of our instructors off the air years ago about the features of a vehicle that he has. And this is a vehicle that's, let's say, 10 years old, maybe a little bit more, around 10 years old. And he hasn't pushed every button, tried every dial, and doesn't know all of the features. Now, he's not alone. I'm not picking on this guy. He's a really bright guy. He's like everybody else in terms of we haven't tried all the buttons, haven't turned all the dials, don't know what all these displays mean. And if you have a Mercedes,
there's more things to fail, like the old Cadillacs that had automatic windows instead of rolling them up by hand.
Yeah, by the way, pretty much every vehicle that we have that has electric windows has had what's called an electric window regulator. A regulator would be the mechanism that lets you, that is attached to the motor inside the door that pushes the window up or pulls it down. That's the window regulator. And every vehicle that we have that has electric windows has had at least one of those fail. At least one. And that's a several hundred dollars.
Yeah.
But now we have a 91.
You know what they do in produce? They'll take a big, you know, they have your orange at one price. If you buy a bag of oranges, it's much cheaper. But they put two oranges on the bottom that are 3 weeks old so that it rots.
Yeah, that's a feature. That way you don't have to eat those oranges.
It means you know, we end up spending more money for the bag than you thought you would because you have three of them that are no good.
Yeah, well, we have two vehicles here on the farm that have roll-up windows. And you know what? Neither one of those has failed. And one's a 2004 Chevy truck, and the other's a 1990s, early 90s Jeep. Roll-up windows, and they still work perfectly. Hey, Rick, thanks so much for being with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.